With us for this week's Friday morning restaurant news and reviews, our friend, the food guy from NBC5, Kevin Pang. Good morning, Kevin. I saw your piece on the 10 o'clock news last night. Very cool places you can have some good food for 12 bucks and under. And it's not all junk food, is it?
No. Hey, good morning, Bob. And, you know, it's expensive to dine out these days. And so, you know, we listened to our viewers and decided to this week to go around Chicago and find restaurants that are serving dishes under $12 that isn't just, you know, pure junk, like you said.
Now let's talk about the ones you mentioned here, starting with Eggholic. This one sounds like even Marianne would like it because it's Indian street food, isn't it?
Yeah, they started off, you know, right here in Chicago around 9 years ago, and now they have something like two dozen locations around around the U.S. and Canada and the U.K., and it's Indian street food. And there's a number of dishes here that are under $12. The one that I really like is it's the sandwich. It's like this double-decker sandwich that's griddled like a panini, and it's got this, you know, this cheese that's really popular in Indian cooking called paneer, and it's you know, these fried cubes of cheese, and it's dressed in this you know, very savory sauce called masala sauce, and you know, it's a fried cheese sandwich, and it's like 10 bucks, and I really like it. It's called Eggholic. They've got locations in Niles, Schaumburg, and in Chicago's West Town. It's really good.
You have to try that. Next on your list, Lexington Betty Smokehouse. You like the barbecue here, don't you?
Yeah. Like, this is in on the far south side in, you know, the historic Pullman district. The chef there, her name is Dominique Leach. She's been, you know, getting raves for her smoked meats. But the dish that I was there for are the hot dogs, which is, you know, you'd be surprised to hear hot dogs at a barbecue place. But she apparently makes her own hot dogs with Wagyu beef, and they're called Wagyu steak hot dogs. And really, when it comes to hot dogs, it's really like some of the best frankfurters I think I've had, you know, in Chicago. And they have it in the Chicago-style hot dogs. These are like really thick and meaty and juicy and savory, you know, frankfurters. You can get a really good Chicago-style hot dog for $10. And, you know, if you like good hot dogs, this is the place to go.
Yeah, now, Wagyu steak dogs, that's a little above my normal pay grade as far as the hot dogs I like, but I'll have to try it.
Yeah, you know, listen, if you like, it's basically a really, really good, you know, it's a Chicago-style hot dog, but the beef happens to be, you know, a little bit thicker and, you know, a lot more meatier and juicier than your standard Vienna beef, let's say.
Lexington Betty Smokehouse, 756 East 111th in Chicago. You talked about Pizza by Sal, and I like places that have slices, and this is the tavern style, isn't it?
Actually, no, Bob. It's actually New York style.
I mean,
you think
kidding.
About Chicago. Yeah, you think about Chicago, and it's, you know, it's occupied by tavern style or deep dish. But if you think about it, there's really not a lot of places with a good New York style. And you know, I like the pizza where, you know, you can fold it in half, and you know, like, it drips that orange pepperoni oil. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like down your wrist. And Pizza by Sal, which is from the same folks behind Pomeroy and Jackman & Co. We've got a lot of restaurants on the North Shore. Pizza by Sal and Wilmette, they just make a really, really good New York-style pizza. The one that I like, besides, you know, they've got a good pepperoni, they've got a good sausage, is they have a good mushroom pizza. I love mushrooms, and this one's got ricotta and, you know, and sliced garlic. I think Marianne would really, really like it. Mushroom pizza, Pizza by Sal's.
So you say you get a couple of slices, and that'll fill you up, and it's under 12 bucks.
Yeah, I mean, they're between $4.50 and, you know, $5.50, and these are not, you know, New York-style pizza. They're not like the tavern style pizza that we're used to, like the small square, you know, it's like the, you know, tavern style pizza, it's kind of like the size of a post-it note, right? These are large New York style pizza that can, like, you know, they're like the size of your face, right? So they're it's a really, really good value for under, I can get two slices and I can be pretty full, and it's under $12.
It's Pizza by Sal, 1133 Greenleaf in downtown Wilmette. Great dishes you can find in and around Chicago for $12 and under. NBC5's Kevin Pang reporting on that now new feature he's doing on TV. And these are all taste tested. So, Kevin, how did you come to your decisions here? Was it a matter of you have to feel full and completely satisfied after your under $12 meal, and then it makes the list? How does it work?
That's pretty much it, Bob. I drive around. I taste a lot of food. I mean, that's what I do on a daily basis. And it's got to, number one, taste good. It's got to be filling. And, I look at what I do, Bob, as a civic duty. I need to make sure that the people of Chicago are well fed. That's my goal in life, Bob.
I'm very interested in your favorite food court in Chicago. This sounds good. And again, under $12. Tell us about, what is it, Mitsuwa?
Mitsuwa. It is, yeah. I've been dining here for as long as I've been living in Chicago. This is the Japanese supermarket in Arlington Heights, Mitsuwa. It's on Algonquin Road. And, Japanese food may be my favorite genre of food: noodles, tempura, sushi. And at Mitsuwa Marketplace, their food court there, it's really one of the first places in Chicago where you can have a really great bowl of ramen, like the type that they have in Japan. And, and all these years later, it's still a great place for food, and food that's not expensive. And I highlighted a couple of places there. There's a place called Mugimaru. It's one of the stalls there, and they are famous for their udon noodles. Udon noodles are imagine ramen, but thicker and chewier and more slippery noodles. And one of their great bowls there, you can get for under $10, for under $11. It's got like beef, and then it's got broth, and you can put the tempura crunchies on there, and it's topped with a poached egg. And so when you break the yolk, it basically covers everything in, a very rich egg yolk. And so I really, really like this place called Mugimaru. And then the other place I mentioned is called Toritetsu. Toritetsu is it's a restaurant that specializes in grilled chicken skewers, and they have these basically chicken on a stick, and they cook it over really, really intense charcoal. And of course, you can get these tiny meat on a stick for like $2, $3, which is great. But then the thing that I really like is the fried chicken bowl. You get five pieces of this Japanese fried chicken, and it's boneless dark meat chicken, and it's got this soy glaze over it, so it's both like crispy and also sweet and sticky. And they serve it over rice, and they give you a bowl of miso soup as well too. $10.50 at this place called Toritetsu, their fried chicken bowl. It's just my favorite place to eat around Chicago.
Sounds great, and a great value there. Mitsuwa Marketplace, 100 East Algonquin Road in Arlington Heights. Before we let you go, Kevin Pang, you need to talk about this Mexican restaurant in Chicago that was named one of the best in the entire country by the New York Times. I've not heard about this place. They have two around here, don't they?
Yeah, this place is called Birreria Ocotlan. It is a place that serves birria, and it's a very, very traditional, famous dish, usually made with goats. And what basically you do is you cook these big chunks of goat or beef for many, many hours, and then it goes in this very rich tomato consomme. And basically, imagine fall off the bone beef or goat in this rich tomato sauce, and it goes on top of tacos. And this place, Birreria Ocotlan, the recipe was invented 100 years ago this year in 1926. And the family, the Reyes family, all these years later, the great-grandson Andreas Reyes, he took over for his father. And the restaurant Birreria Ocotlan, which is, I think, on 87th and Commercial, and there's a second location on the east side at 106. It's couple, you know, about a mile from the Indiana border. This has been in Chicago now for 53 years, and just last month, it was named one of the 41 greatest Mexican restaurants in the U.S. Hmm. And it is definitely a place to go. The best part about it, Bob, is that you can go there at 8 a.m. and you can get maybe the greatest bowl of breakfast, or the greatest, you know, breakfast taco of your life.
Really?
Beauty de Ogamon. It's great.
Wow. Okay. Two locations, one in South Chicago, 8726 South Commercial. Another one close to the Illinois-Indiana border, 4007 East 106th. And one more thing. I think it was last month you talked about where to eat in Chinatown. This is one of your specialties. And I need to try this place that you mentioned. Mentioned Ken Key, because
yes.
you really think this is the best deal in Chinatown, don't you?
Yeah, Ken Key specializes in the food of Hong Kong, which is where I was born and where I spent many years growing up. And they have at Ken Key this bowl of beef brisket noodle soup. And it's one of the best deals in Chicago because I've got the price, but I think it might be like $11 or $12. It is a gigantic bowl of noodle soup, and it's got the most tender, fall-apart beef brisket. You talk about filling. I think soup noodles really does one of the best jobs at filling you up. And, you know, Ken Key's the food of my childhood, and I love going there in Chinatown.
You've given us a lot of suggestions for the weekend, and you've made us all hungry. It's the food guy, Kevin Pang, Thursday nights at 10 p.m., Friday afternoons at 4 on NBC 5. You may want to change your title to the cheap guy after this, Kevin.
Yes, that's got a nice ring to it. Kevin Pang, the cheap guy. I like it, Bob.
You'll be getting a lot of suggestions, I'm sure. Talk to you again soon. Have a good one, Kev. Thanks,
Bob.